Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live, and it is what we call Holy Week. And, you know, I think every week is holy, but this is an especially momentous or wonderful time where we focus, a lot of the world focuses on what happened the week before Jesus was crucified. And helping me today in the studio, that would be Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Alice Benton. Hi, guys.
Hey everybody.
Hey, morning. Steve.
If people are watching us on the NRB Network or one of the other outlets where we broadcast this, well, they're seeing two red-headed people over there.
And variations, but yes.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah. Kind of a bookend type effect there, mm-hmm. which is very nice. But let's talk about Holy Week for a minute here. This, on Tuesday, this is where Jesus was challenged in the temple. And, you know, they kind of challenged his authority, and he kind of confronts the religious leaders, and they were trying to trap him. And it's really it's the drama building up toward the crucifixion. And, you know, so often, you know, Jesus would answer a question by asking another question, mm-hmm. which was the case on this day. Or he would tell a story rather than, you know, act like he knew everything, which he did. And he's the only one that did, and yet we try to act like we know everything we don't. But anyway, it's a great time for us to ask ourselves some questions. Why is it that our calendar revolves around Jesus? Why is it that certain people believe that he really did die on the cross and others don't? Why so much controversy? Why a name that is so for love and grace and mercy? Why is it such a difficult name for so many people to hear? It brings great division among people. Why is that? Mm-hmm. And I really believe when you start to ask those questions and then you start to answer those questions, if with an open mind, you would say there must be something very different about this Jesus. He did. He changed the world, and he changed my world, changed my whole world, and I wouldn't be doing this. And how wonderful it is when at New Life we help some folks get things out of the way so that they can experience Christ in a new and a different way, and they can live a victorious life. We want everybody to come to Jesus. And a lot of people think, well, that's all you have to do, just tell people come to Jesus. But when you come to Jesus, you come with brokenness. And the reason we're here is to try to help you with that brokenness. And we're always, always glad to do it, whether it's Holy Week or not. Well, it's about time for a break. I won't go to a call right now, but let me just remind everybody that Club New Life it's all brand new videos are one of the benefits of Club New Life. We built a video library of 1,300 videos. We're on our way to building a brand new one with brand new topics, all new, and that's a benefit of Club New Life. And you can join by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You also get the 8 books in the Arterburn Wellness Series, Understanding and Loving a Person with Attention Deficit Disorder, Borderline Personality Disorder, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, with an addiction, one with sexual addiction. Depression is another one. And you will love these books. We give the whole library to you. It's a $120 value. All you have to do is say, I'll support you with $30 a month. And it's our 30th anniversary. What a coincidence. Maybe not. We'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterman here. Really glad you're with us with Dr. Alice Benton, Dr. Jill Hubbard. By the way, you know, when Jesus was confronted by the religious leaders and he confronted them, he said this in Matthew 23 and Mark 12. Your problem is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God. Well, if you don't know the scriptures, you sure don't know the power of God. And so, if you don't, we have two Bibles, four that I love. One is the Life Recovery Bible, 3 million Bibles, 25 years. Every man's Bible. We got Father's Day coming up. What a great gift. You can get that at our resource center. Every man's Bible, that is the best-selling men's Bible. The 7-Minute Marriage Solution Bible for couples to read together, experience the scripture together. I love that. And then the Spiritual Renewal Bible has the 7 keys of transformation in there. If you need a Bible, we're the place right here.
Steve,
call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I need to brag on a couple of those Bibles here for a minute because okay. I really thought that the Bible was so old, antiquated. What did it have to do with my life other than just the stories? And yet, through especially the 7-Minute Marriage Solution Bible, you helped bring the importance of it to my day-to-day life up right into my face. You talked about how if we read the Bible at least 4 days a week, we start to see some pretty deep character change, and it's almost as if it protects us from some toxic behavior. And you helped me to integrate it into my marriage and into my daily life, really, by showing me that the supernatural power can take an effect on our character, on our lives, and on our relationships on a day-to-day basis.
Well, thanks for mentioning that because, you know, it is true. Research shows that 4 out of 7 days, if you're in scripture reading, it actually does have an impact. But less than that, it doesn't. And right before we go to a call, I'll give you a great verse. Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. What a wonderful thing that we are able to read a transcript of what Jesus said when he walked the face of the earth. And I'm telling you, it's pretty powerful. Get into it and let us help you at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Chris. Ocala, Florida, listens on Sirius XM satellite radio. Channel 131 is where he listens at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. How you doing and how can we help?
I'm blessed. And first of all, thank y'all for doing what you do. Y'all are a true blessing to a lot of people.
Thank you.
Y'all need to hear that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I got a little issue. I've been married 24 years now, and I don't know. I don't know how to ask the right question, whether there's a way that I can help or how do you help. Like my wife, she seems like she's depressed all the time, and I don't really understand it, I guess, because I'm a guy. But, you know, God's blessed us tremendously financially wise where she don't even have to work if she don't want to like she is now. But she's planning on starting a business. But it's like I don't understand, man. I've done everything. I give her everything she wants. You know, I don't turn her down on nothing. And we've got such a God has blessed us tremendously, and I don't understand how to help her. And she don't want to get help. That's the other thing. I can't get her to get no help.
Okay. So if I just take what you say at face value, you kind of have a belief that if you have a lot of blessings, you know, that there's no reason to be depressed. So I'll just start by saying life is more complex than that. And I can only imagine, being a guy, I can only imagine hearing you say to her, how come you're so depressed when you've got all these great things and stuff? Because, and by the way, I've said really a lot dumber things than that, you know. But it doesn't help anything when you do it. But it is a complex issue, this depression thing. Maybe maybe either Alice or Jill have some thoughts here.
Well, a thought that I have, Chris, it sounds like you have been very committed and have had great purpose in really providing for your wife and creating a life for her that you have thought would be wonderful and such a gift. And I'm sure that many women out there are thinking, you know, yes, I would like that. Give me a Chris. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, sometimes when everything is done for us or when life is made too good, sometimes we lack a sense of our own sense of purpose.
That's right.
And that's kind of what came to mind when I'm hearing this. I'm wondering, you know, the fact that she's wanting to start a business, she's wanting to do something that she initiates, that she creates, that gives her meaning and passion and purpose. And perhaps she's feeling like she's fallen short of that in her life. And, you know, just like Steve was saying, when you're given a lot, it doesn't necessarily equate into happiness. Otherwise, you know, people who have been quite successful, and we know, you know, just because a person has money doesn't mean that they are happy. Mm-hmm. So people who have achieved a lot, you know, they kind of get there and they go, wow, now what? This is kind of empty, because there's so much joy that comes in working towards something and having that purpose. So she's wanting some of what you have had, Chris, it seems like.
And you're
Alice, you have a thought?
That because she has been very independent all her life until we moved to Florida, and then she had to work, and you were on cue on that totally. And I'm trying to do everything to support her. I've always have. If you want to start a business, then I'll pay for it and get you started. It's got to pay for itself. But you're on cue on that, just to let you know.
Well, have you guys ever done any couples work together, any type of collaboration with the counselor?
We went to an actual female counselor one time, and she went one time. Mm-hmm. And she just she ain't went again. She doesn't like it. She's not a people person at all. It's another hard thing with my wife. She's not a people person.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna send you. I want to hear from Alice, but I'm gonna send you Dr. Dave Stoop's book, Smart Love. If you would read that, and then like if you read a chapter and then said to her, "Hey, here's something I just learned," I think that'd mean a lot to her. It would show her, you know, you want to connect with her, whatever she's going through. Alice, what are your thoughts here?
Oh, Chris, it's so overwhelming when you want your spouse to get help and they're not willing to. And we can just hear that in the way that you speak about her, that you love her so deeply and want her to get assistance, want a better life for her. So I'm going to tell you something that might sound very contradictory. I want to ask you to focus on yourself and actually ask for her help in your own character growth and development. Now, there's a good reason for this, because the more we work on ourselves, the more likelihood that we'll have a good influence on those around us. So I would have you ask her two questions, letting her know, as I'm sure you do, how much you love her. I want you to ask her, what can I do differently? What do you want me to start doing, and what do you want me to stop doing to be able to love you better? And are there any things that you see in my character that I could be working on? When we turn the focus on ourselves and we want to change for our partner, it can be very inspiring and motivational to them. And it takes some of that pressure off her that she should get help. Mm-hmm. She's the one that needs assistance, even if that seems so obvious. Chris, would you be willing to ask her those questions?
Oh, most definite.
All right.
Most definite.
Okay. Then if you will start to put into practice some of the things that she points out to you, or at least be willing to take it to prayer and to look at your own character, I think you may see an effect on your wife eventually.
Well, what I love is that you called us, and you're wanting something to happen. And I really believe if you'll continue the search, something good is going to happen. But if you just say to her, you know, I really want to understand you more. I want to be there for you more. And I just, you know, it's not going to be quick or easy, but I hope over the long haul, one day, we're going to have a different relationship. It just might kind of open a little window there that eventually, you know, it opens even farther beyond that. So well, glad you called. I'm going to send you smart love, and I hope you guys can get to our marriage intensive. That would mean a lot.
Yeah, that would be great. Can I just make another comment? I think, you know, Chris said that she's not a people person, and I like both of your ideas, but this idea, Chris, of you focusing on yourself takes, again, just to highlight that pressure off of her and that fear of exposure, because nobody likes to be somebody's project. So I think that's an important thing, you know, that somehow feels too much for her. She went to one therapy session, and the idea of having her life kind of laid out there can feel intolerable. So a backdoor approach, I think, is kind of what you're suggesting, mm-hmm. Alice.
Right.
So.
All right. I'm glad you called, and we'll get that Smart Love book right out to you. What we've been featuring this whole month is an amazing book by Dr. Sherry Keffer, Intimate Deception. It's Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal. She kind of wrote it for women, but I'm going to tell you something. Having read this, if you're a man and somebody has been unfaithful in a relationship with you, you're going to love this book too. But it's a great gift to a woman who has been betrayed to say, here, you know, I understand, or I want to understand what you're going through, and I want to help you get through it. That's Intimate Deception, a gift of any amount. We'll just send that right off to you. You don't, I mean, it's worth a lot, but you don't have to pay a lot. It's just whatever you want to give, and that's what we're going to send to you. All right, let's go back to our calls, and let's take another call from Florida. Elsie, Orlando, Florida, WTLN. WTLN is the station. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, this is Elise. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My get right to it right away. My question is, how do I counsel a grown daughter whose career seems to have derailed, and she's not doing well, but somehow seems to think she can handle things, and very upset if we try to intervene too much. In fact, I saw my husband forwarded an email from her. He was trying to help her, told somebody that she had just had a procedure done, so she wasn't working, and he's networking on her behalf. And she said, Daddy goes around telling everybody my business, and I choose who I want to talk to, that kind of stuff. And she doesn't allow us to get closer to help her, even though financially right now we are helping her. Very independent type person, and very private. Everything is very close.
Yeah. Well, it would be important.
I don't know what to do.
It would, yeah, it'd be important to honor those you know, guidelines that she gives and keep her life private there. Jill, you want to get us started here?
How old is she, Elise?
She's 49, and I'm having a birthday soon. In fact, I'm planning to show up in New York and surprise her for birthday, and I'm wondering if that's even a good idea. I mean, she'll be okay, but, you know.
Yeah, Elise, at 49 years old, I think for you guys to take it upon yourself to intervene in her life, I think is a bit too much. And the fact that she is voicing this to you, really, I mean, it's wonderful that you want to help her, but to go to her and ask her how you can best help, not to decide for her. I mean, unless she's severely depressed and isn't able to function and you need to intervene that way, I think you really need to take your cues from her as to what she's wanting, even if you don't completely agree with it, and even if you think you could do more to help. I mean, there are times to step in, but those are rare without, you know, someone being willing.
Okay, I appreciate that. I think what I have noticed, and she's actually admitted in the past that she's depressed sometimes. She right now is not working. She has an MBA in marketing, has not worked on full-time jobs, just working contract basis for years, and sometimes this runs into financial difficulties, which we try to help her with. but she needs to talk to somebody. You can tell that she came home for Christmas, and I can tell that she needs help, and that's why I'm asking, how do we get her to get some help? Because clearly it's not our business to tell her what to do, but I can tell that she does need help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times we tell folks perhaps the best way is to see if she'd get help with you. Like, hey, I'd like for us to go see a counselor together. How could we grow closer? How could we build our bond? I mean, that's one way that can happen.
The proximity makes a difference. She's in New York. I'm in Florida.
Mm, yeah. Another way is to say, hey, I'm coming up, and I was wondering if I paid for it, we could go see a counselor together. Or some people, they use our workshops as a way. Say, hey, would you join me for this workshop?
Mm-hmm.
And that's
take
a way
your life
that,
back.
That starts the process. But when we come back, Jill and Alice will have thought of many, many more ways that you might be able to motivate her. But it is so tough when you know somebody needs help and they don't want to get it.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. And Elsie is, the dilemma is, well, she wants her daughter to get help. Mm-hmm. Her daughter's grown, over 40. Alice, did you come up with anything that was absolutely brilliant that might help here?
Well, Elise, what I have to say I think is hard to hear, that there may be very little that you can do to influence your daughter to get help. Now, there are some things you can do, and we're going to talk about that, but you may have to grieve that you have very little power over her life. You can have influence, but not power. So you may have to watch your daughter struggle without her deciding to get help, because she's the one that gets to decide. So I want to encourage you to take that grief and what can feel like helplessness into conversations with your safe people, not with your daughter, but with friends in your life, so that you can grieve some of your daughter's choices that you don't approve of, that you don't like. But I want to talk about what you can do. Now, this is similar to what we said to our first caller. You can work on yourself, and you can talk with your daughter about your character defects. You could let her know, for instance, you know, I realized I struggle with my anger, and I'm taking it in to get help. I'm seeing a counselor for this, or there's some things from my past, and I'm taking it into therapy, and I'm just getting help. I just want to share that with you. And you can even let your daughter speak into that. Is there anything, daughter, that you see in me that I should take into my therapist that I can work on? And you give your daughter an example of what you hope she will do. Now, the last piece is you can pray for her, of course, but you can also ask her, how can I pray for you? And that may be a way for you to be caring, but also to keep a safe distance, as she has asked you to back off, I think, mm-hmm. which is so tough to hear and so tough to do. So your own work, prayer, and being an example to her. Elise, what do you think about that?
That's terrific, some of which I've tried, but you're right. Put it together like that, I think it'll certainly be an improvement in what I've tried.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing really more annoying when you're sad and down and somebody's talking to you like they've got it all together and you ought to pick yourself up by the bootstraps kind of thing. But when you get on their level and start to talk about your own defects, I just love that. Mm-hmm. I think that really is a great way to go. And I hope and pray, you know, I'm going to send you this little book that Jill created, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. You might think that's strange, but I think if you gave it to her and you said, you know, I know I've made some blunders and mistakes, maybe this will help you, because I want our connection to be richer. Jill, go ahead.
Well, Elise, I want you to also feel like it's not that we're telling you to do nothing, that actually sitting with somebody in their pain and meeting them where they're at is actually doing a lot.
Oh, yes.
So when you get out of that fix-it mode, and it's so hard as parents, we all struggle with it. It's like we want to jump in and we want to do so much for our kids, no matter their age. And really, sometimes they just need us to bear the pain with them.
Right.
And as we can tolerate it and aren't rushing to fix it, then they can tolerate it and actually activate themselves.
Yeah.
So in that vein, you might also ask your daughter, Elise, how can I be a better listener to you?
Mm-hmm.
As I'm working on myself, I want to improve relationships in general. And your daughter might say, listen without giving advice, Mom.
Yeah.
Which can be, again,
I've heard that one.
Yeah. That's so tough. But being an active listener is actually very...
it's hard. You have to bite your tongue, especially when it comes to your kids.
I want to go back to one of Steve's suggestions too, Elise, because all these therapy intensive weekends we do, since you and your daughter don't live in the same state, we've actually had quite a few mother-daughter pairs come through our weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And so to let her know, again, I'm working on myself. Would you accompany me to this weekend? Maybe we can get some assistance together. It can be a very bonding experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's certainly one you'll never forget. I really believe that. All right, I'm glad you called. Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, Coming Your Way by Dr. Jill Hubbard. I believe Larry's in the studio. Larry, you there?
Not quite yet.
No. Nope.
Okay, he's coming back in just a moment, and he's going to share with us. I jumped the gun on Larry. So let's go to another caller real quick. Let's talk with, how about Charles from Dallas, Texas. Listens on an amazing station, KWRD. Hey, Charles, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Steve, Jill, and Alice. How are you guys?
Hi, Charles.
Good.
Doing okay. What's going on?
I experienced with my father as a child a very critical spirit. He saw me, well, the message that I came away with was that I'm a failure. There was some verbal and emotional abuse as well. And this carried with me into adulthood. And then I found Jesus. And as I learned to forgive him, part of the layers of that forgiveness is releasing expectations that he's going to change. I do have a relationship with him today, and I'm seeing some subtle changes, but there are still times when it opens up those wounds. So my question is, how do I maintain a relationship with him in his latter years that glorifies the Lord but still protects me from being rewounded?
Great question.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I always just tell people, you know, when there's hurt and pain, our proximity needs to be limited as much as possible. You know, you'll see people in hurtful relationships, they'll go stay with that person for a week over the holidays, and I think, wow, you know, not everybody stays with someone for a week or in the same home. Do you have to put yourself through that much? So one thing is just to be realistic in limiting the amount of time, and realistic in limiting your expectations. You know, the movie, I can only imagine, there's a great transformation of that crummy dad, and it's fantastic. But that doesn't happen all the time, and that makes it even tougher. But we'll talk some more when we come back. I'm really glad that you called. A lot of pain in those kind of relationships.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we are back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Alice Benton, Dr. Jill Hubbard. So we're talking with Charles, emotionally abusive father. And Alice, why don't you pick it up from here?
Sure. Charles, I have a couple of things for you to consider. One is when you plan to visit your father, I want you to, unfortunately, plan for the worst, but hope for the best. And in planning for the worst, I mean assume that toxicity may come out. And I think if you go in with that expectation, you will be better prepared. And then there are 2 other things to apply that will help you prepare for the worst expectation. One is not to visit your father when you're most vulnerable, but rather go when you are physically and emotionally in a better state. And the third one is to bookend your time with your father with prayer and support from healthy, safe people in your life. And so it may mean checking in with them beforehand to let them know what you expect and what your concerns are. And then afterwards, either grieving with your safe people or celebrating that it was a good visit with your father that time.
Okay. Jill,
okay,
you have
so
thoughts?
I have some variation on that.
All right.
Love that, though, Alice. So, Charles, I think it's really important, again, along with the expectations, no false hope, okay? So yeah. You really have to understand and grieve that you are not going to get what you need from your dad, okay? It's important that you have other people in your life that give you good things. Now, while they can't completely take the place of what you should have gotten from your dad early on, they can give you a lot of good. And so you need to feel filled up by other people in your life so that you can honestly tell yourself you don't need this from your dad anymore. You may want it and it would feel good, but you don't need it. right? Because you're getting it from others. Because some of what we bring in is that false hope of a child that's really longing for something that can no longer be.
Yes.
So you have to come to terms with that. And then in that, you have as much distance or closeness as there is toxicity. So if he, you know, flares up, acts out, you put boundaries around that. And then you limit your contact. But if he, you know, in a sense is behaving, you can come a little bit closer. And you be to your dad the type of person you wished he had been to you.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you see that as doing unto the Lord, in a sense.
Yeah.
Right? And being better than your dad. That's how you honor him, by being better.
Thank you.
I love that, and it goes with one of the things we were talking about yesterday of how it says in Hebrews 5, where it says that Jesus, even though he was the Son of God, he learned obedience through the suffering that he went through, which is a way of saying to us, hey, it's in some of these difficult relationships that we learn to be obedient and do the right thing, even though it's not happy and there's no wonderful outcome in the end. We just do the right thing because that's the right thing to do, and it teaches us to be obedient. Well, I'm going to send you a copy of Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, Dr. Jill Hubbard's book. I think you'll like that. Speaking of obedience, I try to obey whatever Gary has to say.
And, yes,
here he
Master.
Here he is now. Larry, what do you have to share with us here today? I think it's going to be about Club New Life.
It is going to be about Club New Life. You know, we're kind of reintroducing it. Not kind of, we are. New benefits, and it's great benefits. We got a thank you
Tell
gift.
Us.
Thank you gift is the whole set of the Arterburn Wellness Series, 8 books.
That's amazing. Can I re-sign up?
we'll talk.
Okay.
and then we have, we're starting a Club New Life video library. And we're going to have close to 100 videos to start it off with, and we'll add videos every week. And the only way you can get to see these videos is be a member of Club New Life. And that's because we want to say thank you to the folks that believe in us enough to give month after month, month in and month out, that sustains this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other, there's some discounts available, and there's going to be a way to get some free shipping in your orders.
On our trips, you get discounts, but you get discounts on the workshops, products, all of that. And you're part of a giving family that sustains this ministry.
And Steve, I want to read part of a letter from a member of Club New Life.
Okay.
I stumbled upon your New Life broadcast about 3 years ago and have experienced more healing than I ever knew I had need of. I hear the same relief and hope in the voice of so many of your callers as you dispense your wisdom with down-to-earth practicality and humor. I was raised in a toxic faith church that left me powerless to live their Christian life. I felt doomed to an eternity in hell, cried out to God to please let me enjoy some of what this world has to offer if I'm never going to be able to enjoy a fellowship with Him or attain a heavenly home. Gradually, through your voice and some caring people God placed in my life, I realized He already loved me and He died for me. All I had to only accept His gift. I could never earn it. No doubt you've heard this expression countless times, but this revelation is life-changing in such a dramatic, positive way that only the woman at the well can even relate. And here's the clincher for me. My gift to New Life is how I can offer the same hope to others like myself that need a light that reaches down where we walk. And she signs off.
Well, right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we ask you to give. So somebody like this lady that was living in darkness, living in pain, living in hurt, didn't know what to do, can have a voice that would show her the truth, God's truth.
I'm going to tell you, the greatest gift is to be able to impact a person's life. And if you'll support us, you'll be part of impacting a person's life. And when you hear the stories like this, you'll say, hey, I was part of that. It'll give you a feeling that you can't imagine. So join us, 30th anniversary. It's $30 a month. Club New Life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and say, sign me up. I was just at Goodwill, and a single woman said, I'm going to She did. She already talked to Jeff. She said, I'm just joined Club New Life. I want those benefits. So I love it that that's what she responded to. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Larry. And with Larry's creaking chair, we will now go back to...
no, that's just Larry. That's not the chair.
That's his knees. Yeah. All right, let's go to Sue, Denver, Colorado. Hi, Sue. Welcome to New Life. How can we help you today?
I do need guidance in my marriage, please.
Okay, what's going on?
I've been married for 3 years.
Okay.
And we have total separate type of lives. And what I mean is that I've never seen one of his paycheck stubs. I've never seen his phone bill. He keeps his phone locked. So
how does that make you feel?
Well, I know he's up to no good, to be honest. After we were married, I did snoop through his phone, which henceforth has caused him to lock it and be more of a secret keeper. After we were married, I found that he had been on websites soliciting women from other countries looking for wives.
So what did you do when you discovered that? What did you do? What was your reaction?
I confronted him, and
what did he say?
He called me dirty names, and he packed up and left.
It's horrible.
And then we resolved it. He said that he wasn't going to do it anymore. But the only thing he's done is become a better secret keeper. Like I said, there's so much it's hard to fit it into your radio show.
Ask us a question that maybe we could help you with. You have a question?
I just don't know how to handle it anymore. If I confront him, he lies. So it's pointless to confront him on anything because I'm not going to get the truth. And it's like pointless to be married to someone that has a total separate life that you know nothing about. But I feel sinful for wanting to put my foot down and say, get out. I never want to see you again.
Why would that be a sinful thing to do? Or why do you feel sinful when you want to do really what might be the only thing that would get him to change his behavior?
Because I'm not being very forgiving, even though he's never admitted.
There's nothing to forgive. There's nothing to forgive when somebody is beating you, shooting you with a pistol, betraying you. When the wounds are still coming at you, you wouldn't say, oh, I need to forgive this. No, you need to stop that. Forgiveness will come later. But you're using some things that don't really make sense to prevent doing something that does. And nobody blames you. It's scary. But I think that's where we have to start.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and well, I'll tell you, Sue, I feel so bad for you. This isn't what you wanted in a marriage, and oh my goodness. I'm going to ask Alice to give you some help here. Alice, what are you thinking?
Oh, Steve, I wonder, Sue, how much you have been living in isolation in this situation. Because when we are fearful, as you express, being fearful of sinning by protecting yourself from him, if we're not getting support and counsel from wise people, I think we can really get stuck in that fearful rut and not know what to do or how to get out. So would you answer that for me? Have you been sort of isolated in this situation with your husband? It's got to be difficult to talk about with other people?
I've talked with my mom a little bit about it, but I don't want to tell other people all of the things, like all of, it's not just the other women that he's soliciting from other countries. It's local people for sex.
Wow. Okay.
And
it makes sense, Sue, that there may be shame, embarrassment around this, and so you're not talking about it with other people other than your mom. I can understand that. Do you and your husband have any children together?
None.
No, okay.
No, we're both older people.
Okay. So I want to talk about some steps you could consider taking to move forward, but I don't think you can do it without more support. So the first thing you might have to do is to get some safe women around you in addition to your mom. And that might mean joining a group from your church. It might mean seeking out a counselor. And we have a network of counselors. There's a lot of good counselors there in Denver. We could get you connected. Because if we don't have that strength pouring into us from the outside, these kind of situations tend to be too overwhelming to tackle on our own. Now, biblically, after we confront a person, as you said, it certainly didn't work, but God asks us to approach it again with a witness, whether that's our pastor, whether that's somebody else who has influence in your husband's life. That's the next biblical step to take. And I think it's very likely that your husband may not respond to that at all. But I think in work with a good counselor, Sue, and with the support of safe women, we come up with a strategy, a battle plan of how you begin to take protective steps. Like, you may need to consider a legal separation if your husband is not willing to get help. It seems like he left before, but then he came back, and it sounds like without having gotten any professional help or without showing you any proof of change, you get to ask for that, and you need to ask for that to protect yourself.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes we have what we would call a fatal lie that we might tell ourselves. Mm-hmm. And usually, If we have somebody working with us, we can overcome the lie. So let's say he's got total control of finances. And so you say, well, I can't have a legal separation. He's got total control of finances. Well, you have to get legal advice. And then that person tells you what is the process of him in your state having to help you. But look, if I were you, I'd be scared to death to live with a man because like this who's doing what he's doing and using you for all the conveniences while he's feeding his habit. I really hope that we could help you be courageous and take a bold move that would hold him accountable. You need support from other people, and you need to write down the list of why you haven't done anything except tell yourself, I need to forgive him. Forgiving him too early is enabling him and encouraging him and allowing him to participate in evil. Now, here's what I know about God. He loves you. He hates that you're in this situation. And I believe if Jesus were there, and maybe there'd even be a well next to you, he'd say, hey, I want you to know I care about you. Mm-hmm. And if you would follow me, and it's going to be scary, I'll lead you out of this. And in the process, this man who's never fully married you, this man just might change. But if you are stuck and paralyzed in your fear, then there really isn't any hope. If you'll hang on, I'm going to try to find a counselor in your area for you. Secondly, I just hope you would go to the biggest church you could find or the closest church, no matter what size, and you would just ask somebody, what do you have for people like me? I need support. I need help.
Well, and I think you have to ask yourself, what are you protecting? You're protecting things in yourself. You're protecting things that you're afraid of. You're protecting a lifestyle. And you're also believing what he's telling you at some level. And so that's why you need other people. And that's why you've called us today, to get some reality. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to give you. And I think if you are too scared to reach out to other people, you start with a counselor and you get somebody as a first person on your team so you can start taking these steps.
Yeah. I want to speak briefly to Sue's concern about sinning, because actually I learned from New Life, and it surprised me, despite growing up in faith, that we have permission to pursue divorce when our spouse has been unfaithful. And so, Sue, you're believing that that's a sin. Now, you may not even need to go to divorce. Some of these other steps may be the protection you need, but God gives us permission when we're abandoned by our spouse or when our spouse has been unfaithful, that those are permissible reasons to seek divorce if we have to go to that length.
Mm. Yeah, and it's just, we affirm you in hanging in here this long, and just hope and pray that we've said something that might encourage you to hang in there in a different way and make some bold moves. Very, very tough. I'm going to ask everybody to pray for you, and I pray for you. I pray that you'll feel God's presence, that the Holy Spirit will fill you and give you strength and power to do a courageous and bold thing, and I'll pray that the things that happen will impact his heart, that he might somehow soften and want to be the man God called him to be. Some of you men are listening, and it's interesting that you found the radio program, and you're hearing this about this guy, and you're thinking, you know, maybe I'm not that bad, but I'm kind of a version of this, and you don't have to be. You can change that. You don't have to be trapped in some kind of weird and strange narcissistic way of living. You can have freedom and you can have transformation, but you have to call us, and that's at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. You can go to Every Man's Battle, take your life back. You couples, you can come to our Intimacy Intensive, that workshop for married couples, amazingly powerful. Restore for women. I just, let's get her to restore. Let's just figure a way to get her to come to restore, which is truly a hope for a woman's heart. And I'm telling you, it's a powerful, powerful weekend. And Shelly Martinkus does this, and she's brilliant.
Oh, she is.
And Jason does Every Man's Battle. And then they work with these counselors, and it's a rare resource. And I just hope you will you'll call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433. That's the number. And don't forget, we've got a gift for you, a gift of any amount. You call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll send you Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal. And I'm going to send that to the woman we just talked to. And I hope her husband finds it on her nightstand. And it's the beginning of change there. This is going to teach you how to heal, and it's going to help you find that path. Also, Club New Life, the whole Arterburn Wellness Series is our way of saying thank you for joining at $30 a month. That's worth $120 right there. And then you have access to the video library, so many great things. And you support a ministry committed to transforming lives through God's truth and redemptive relationship. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You call us, okay? 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Get some hope and help and healing. Call us.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.